Property including a motorbike, cement, maize, bicycles and cell phones was burned after suspected ZANU-PF activists torched the house around midnight. Muchetwa's parents told Studio 7 the people who burned the homestead came in a kombi and demanded to see his father before they burned one of the houses at the homestead. Muchetwa's father explains what transpired before the incident.
They said that you, Madala, come here. Come here, Madala. And I said, no, I can't come there. Why are you telling me to come there? Come nearer to us. How should I come nearer to us? Is it too dark? It's too dark that I could not. I can't see you. I can't hear. I can't see you. One, you can't tell me your address. You can't tell me your names. I'm not there to do that. I refuse.
He said after a few hours, one of the houses was set on fire. Muchetwa's father told Studio 7 that he suspects his son's house was burned down by his political opponents.
As a man who was a man of competence over the area of politics, these are must be other politicians. Why they are plucking this, I don't know. He failed. And I think that they were not supposed to do this. He failed to conga. A failure is not there to be beaten up to death. This is dying of a man. Because you see that property weighs more than that. He was putting all his components here, man.
MDC Team National and East Provincial Spokesman Graham Nyahada told Studio 7 the party is concerned about the increasing cases of political violence in the province. He said the matter has been reported to the police and Mausekwa police are investigating the matter. Nyahada said his party is worried about the continued harassment of MDC supporters by suspected ZANU-PF activists in the area.
We have got so many houses that are being burnt, and it's so shocking that whenever there is an event, whether at parliament, whether cabinet, we have so many intimidations and violence. For an example, the day that this house was burnt, they were swearing in of MPs at the parliament. You find a house being burnt. So I'm saying the president, His Honorable President Robert Mugabe, when he says things in parliament, he's not being sincere.
Nyahada said the party has lodged an official complaint with the Joint Monitoring and Implementation Committee. JOMIC officials in the province confirmed to Studio 7 the matter was discussed at a meeting where they looked at their elections report in Marondera yesterday. Meanwhile, Reserve Bank Governor Gideon Gono's chicken farm along Mutoko Road was gutted by fire in a suspected case of arson early this week. The fire, which spread for about 5 hectares, was put out by the Harare City Council Fire Brigade. The Chief Operating Officer of Gono's company, Velenjan Lupangwa, is quoted in the state-owned Herald newspaper saying they are yet to determine the extent of the damage and the cause of the fire. Reporting for Studio 7 from Mausekwa, this is Ivan Chifera.